We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you. Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. I'm Bill Michaels. Radio Joe across the way. If you want to get a hold of us, here's the way to do so. You can follow us on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or at Radio Joe Sports. Plus, you can track us down on the Facebook fan page. There's a lot of stuff to see over there as well. Always go to Facebook.com and just search either Bill Michaels with the blue check mark, the verified blue check mark, or same thing, which is The Bill Michaels Show. That's what it's under. You can track that down. Recommend the website. Go to BillMichaelsSports.com, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, Bill Michaels Sports, three words, put them all together, BillMichaelsSports.com. You can find us there, and many different ways. I mean, there's everything from Snapchat, over on the YouTube channels, and I got to do some YouTube stuff. I haven't done anything like that in a while. I got to do that. Some things that I wanted to get into. Yesterday, we had talked about this just a little bit. And I really wanted to address this today as well. We're going to hear from Mike McCarthy coming up a little bit later on. We're also going to hear regarding Mike McCarthy's press conference. Marcus Johnson, the Bucks television play-by-play analyst, or television analyst for Fox Sports. Not television play-by-play, but television analyst. So we're going to hear from him talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder and this Bucks team matching up tonight down at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. But we talked yesterday about the defense, and I had said, fill in the blank. This was going to be the question of the day. Fill in the blank. And it's basically, for the Green Bay Packers to be successful, I had said at the beginning of the season, I thought Aaron Rodgers could carry this team and the Packers defense needs to be in the top 15. Okay? I look at it and I say, for the Green Bay Packers now to win and be successful with Brett Hundley, they need to be where? They need to be where? What would their rank need to be for you to go, you know what? I think they would have this. Where do the Packers need to be? Top 10? I really believe they need to be top 10. I really believe that they need to be in the top 10, defensively speaking, in many, many, many categories, including scoring, for this team to be successful and actually get to the postseason. I'm not talking about winning a Super Bowl here. I'm just talking about getting to the postseason. Maybe winning the division. Where do you feel that this team needs to be right now? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, give us a shot, want to hear from you. Where does this team to be, defensively speaking, where do they need to rank for this team to go to the postseason? It's that simple. Jack says they have to be in the top 5 to top 7. I don't see it happening. They don't have the talent. Ted Thompson has failed this team miserably and needs to go at the end of the season. This one is from Bob, who says, I think this team has the capability to be in the top 12. If you look where they're at right now, they're anywhere from 16 to 19, even worse in some categories. If they get into the top 12 and get some support from the offense, and then he has in parentheses, which I think is actually pretty good, this team can still be very competitive in the division, win the division, and get at least one home game in the postseason. I have faith. This is from Brett, who writes, Dom Capers is going to prove that he's a miserable failure this year, and Mike McCarthy's own words of putting a new voice in that coach's room is going to come back to bite him. He is going to be forced to fire Dom Capers, and Ted Thompson will have to go because everybody's going to realize that he's been exposed. He has been living off of the arm of Aaron Rodgers. Yes, he picked Aaron Rodgers when they already had a quarterback, and I give him credit for that, but many of his draft choices since then have fallen by the wayside. Guys that have been told, guys that we have been told are good, have turned out to be average at best. And yes, Mike McCarthy, I don't give a damn what you say. They're just guys. That's all you have on this team and Aaron Rodgers. You just have to own up and admit it. Fire Dom's ass, get Ted out of there, and bring in a real regime that knows how to judge talent. Once Dorsey and company left, Ted Thompson was left standing there with nothing to hold on to and no excuses anymore. And man, wow. Thanks for the email, Brad. Whew, he's hot. 855-830-864. Let's go to Mike listening to us in Green. Oh, Mike's not ready. Let's go to KJ listening to us in West Dallas. KJ, how you doing today, man? What's up?
What's going on, Bill? Wow, I wonder if that guy is ever going to say what he really feels.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's a lot of people that feel strongly about it. I get it. You know, so, and I'll be honest with you. I said when this is going to be a legacy building time, man, it is, because people are going to look at this and say, okay, how good of a coach are you? If you can coach these guys up and support Aaron Rodgers, why can't you win a few games without Aaron Rodgers? And if you can't do it, then basically you've coached up one guy. And you can't argue that anymore.
No, you can't. And I said the same thing when Aaron Rodgers went down. You know, we talked about, you know, this is going to be a defining moment for the management and the coaching staff and the players, everyone involved. In regards to the defense and where they need to be for them to be successful and possibly make the playoffs, Bill, I say somewhere between 7 and 10. Not sure they can do that. If they get completely healthy, they take the mic away from HaHa Clint Dix and give it to Blake Martinez, because I think he's playing the best football right now on the field for their defense. Perhaps they'll have a chance to get better. And that's given that everyone can stay healthy, you know, that's out there right now. I mean, what are they're missing, what, one or two pieces last week in that game? Or two players.
Defensively speaking, they were missing Rollins, who goes on the IR, and Morgan Burnett, who was down. But beyond that, it was pretty much everybody was back.
Right. Now, if they start playing together Brett Hundley can just, you know, basically be, I hate to use this term, but a game manager and, you know, hand the ball off and Aaron Jones can make some plays. Yeah, they got a shot. I mean, you know, it's within the realm. But, yeah, between 7 and 10, Bill, that's what I think.
Okay. Appreciate the phone call. Between 7 and 10, KJ says, this team, for them to be successful, need to be between 7 and 10 in the National Football League defensively ranked for this team to be able to win the division and get themselves into the postseason. Let's go to Mike listening to us in Greenfield. Mike, how are we looking today? What's going on?
How are we looking, buddy?
I'm doing well.
You know, my take on this is this. Within our division, top 15 for offense and defense. Once we get in, we have to amp it up to top 10. We have all the weapons. Granted, Rodgers, you know, if he was healthy, we would go very deep into the playoffs. Hundley has to make mistake-free football. And this is where the learning curve comes in. We can't beat ourselves. We have the weapons. Hundley has to be on the same page with his weapons. That's the difference, and that's the learning curve that he's got to do this for the rest of the season. My take on this is this. If the Packers can play up to their potential, mistake-free football, not beat themselves, we can do a lot of damage. But this is the learning curve. Can we do it at the same time getting into the postseason and not beating ourselves once we get in? That's the question.
No, I appreciate the phone call. If they get there, boy, that's a great predicament. If they get there, how much credit do you give them for getting there? You know what I mean? Because pretty much when Aaron Rodgers went down, everybody said, well, that's it. Season's over. Pack up the tent. Go home. Tailgate's over. We're not. I mean, the second. We got to get our buddy Mike from Connections Ticket Service on the line with us too. I wonder what the secondary market has done in secondary ticket sales for the Green Bay Packers when Aaron Rodgers went down. I think a lot of people have had anticipation for the New Orleans game, and they have anticipation for, because that was still a pretty hot ticket. And then I think people still have anticipation for this upcoming Monday night game. But if they go out and fail and look bad against Detroit on Monday night, I think people go, okay, now I get it. I'm not in on this. 855-830-8648. 855-830. We got to do that. 855-830-8648. I got to get Mike on. I got to find out because I just want to know what people, because really people start speaking with their money. Are you still going to pay attention? Of course you are. You're still going to watch. Maybe you're not watching as intently. Maybe you're not having the big party at your house. Maybe you're not doing the great big, you know, tailgate thing at the home or the parties, and then maybe you're going to the bars or whatever. But you're still going to have it on. You're still getting, maybe in the background, maybe doing some work around the house, chopping wood. You're out in the yard, picking up the leaves, whatever. But are you still spending your money to go to Lambeau Field? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, on the loansbykip.com, toll-free talk line. Give us a shout. Want to know, what are you thinking about this Green Bay Packers defense? Jim Barton, a cast of thousands, all on hold. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. Do not forget, we're going to be at Pauly's Pub and Eatery. It's right there on Greenfield, across the street from the Wisconsin State Fair Park. Really looking forward to it. Thursday night, 6 to 8, Chuck Freeman from Sports Radio 105.7 FM, the morning show. He is going to be there. Going to have the Bud Girls that are going to be there. We're going to have a great time getting you registered for all kinds of prizes, including the big screen TV that we're giving away from Chris and the gang at ABC Audio Video, who did the bar in my house and pretty much put everything in my house when it comes to audio video products, and the television on the back of the house that Chris took care of us on. So they're going to give that away at the end of the season. Come out and get registered for that. And we're going to have a good time. So come on out this Thursday, 6 to 8, Pauly's Pub and Eatery in Greenfield. We hope to see you there as a face in the crowd. And it's all brought to you by our terrific friends. Thank God for our friends at Bud Light. They've just been with us for so long, and they're so good. Such good people. So thanks to them for being a part of the program and sponsoring that as well. Stick around. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
This is the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Talking to Packers football. What does this team need to do defensively to support the offense, to support Brett Hundley, and to get themselves into the postseason? Where do they need to rank? For the Packers to make it to the postseason, their defense needs to rank blank. Fill in the blank. That's the question. Radio Joe Zinzola across from me. I'm Bill Michaels. Find us on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, or @RadioJoeSports. Find the website BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. And for the Packers to get a far way into the postseason, well, you know what? If they go all the way to Minneapolis this year, they're going to be following us, not vice versa. We're there all the time. Bill Michaels Show is going to be on the road in Minneapolis, and it's brought to you by a lot of great people. And I got to say thanks to Brett and the entire gang over at Robert Hack Diamonds. And as you know, never said I always said I would never get married again, but I am. And Brett and the gang over there are the ones that helped me out. And look for a video sometime soon, because we're going to go over and shoot a video thanking Brett for the ring and all that. And here's the thing, guys. This is what it comes down to, okay? When you go to buy a ring, you can talk about the expense, and you can, man, I spent $6,000, I spent $8,000, I spent $10,000, I spent $2,000. The only thing that matters to her is not the money, is that when her friends come over and look at it, they go, oh my God, that's gorgeous. Oh my God, that's amazing. And they mean it. Not that, oh my God, that's nice. Oh, you got a ring. Where is that? Is there a diamond in there? No. Brett, give it a hookup. So, fantastic stuff. Robert Hack Diamonds. 6969 North Port Washington Road. That's in Milwaukee. And also Layton and 76th Street in Greenfield. And that's the places to go. That's where we go. They do a lot of great stuff with a lot of the teams in the area as well. Bobblehead nights and all that kind of stuff for the Admirals. And so they're involved in everything. But Brett and the gang over there, tell them I sent you. Go over and just say, hey, we want Bill Michaels' deal. Okay? You might have to do a video, like propose to your girlfriend or something right there. And this is proposal season, let's be honest. Everybody does it around the holidays. So head over to Robert Hack Diamonds. Also, our friends Roy and the gang at Great Lakes Dragaway. They're back again this year. And go to GreatLakesDragaway.com. The 2018 season pass is already up on the website and ready for your holiday gift giving. If you're into the racing thing, into the drag racing thing, GreatLakesDragaway.com. That's GreatLakesDragaway.com. All right, let's go to Jim listening to us in Onalaska. Jim, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
A two-part answer for me. I think what the Packer defense needs to do is be middle of the pack, I think they get a lot better if they move Clay Matthews to the middle and play him there about 85 or 90% of the time. And then what they need to do to help that defense is tell Brett Hundley, just go run the offense. You can't tell the kid to go out and play mistake-free football. You got to live with a couple of mistakes. But if he's as good as they think he is, look at the Watson kid down at Houston. He's throwing a couple picks a game, and they're looking real good. I think you've got to live with a mistake or two. He's going to learn quicker that way, and you need to tell him to relax. If he throws a pick, he throws a pick.
I see. I appreciate the phone call. I agree. I think, don't get me wrong, I don't want him to just go out and start wailing it around because he's not Aaron Rodgers. But I think if you're going to sink or swim with the guy that you... Brett Hundley's my quarterback, been in the system for 3 years. I'm not going to entertain any questions about Tony Romo or Johnny Manziel or whoever, Colin Kaepernick, whatever. Whatever crazy name you wanted to throw out there, because it didn't matter. Joe Zinzola is going to be the next quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. That's fine. He went with Brett Hundley because Brett Hundley's been in the system for 3 years. So Brett Hundley, you have to know what he can and can't do. So just put him in position to be successful, but I want to see what the cat can do. That's why I'm really looking forward to this game coming up on Monday night. I don't think they're going to go out and just start running a West Coast dink and dunk, fired all over the place type of offense. I think it's going to run through the running game. I think you're going to see a balance. But for a team that wants to run anywhere from 55 to 65, maybe even 70 plays a game, you know, you're going to have to pick it up. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. But you're also going to have to sustain drives because you can't keep the defense on the field the entire time and you can't play conservative. Otherwise, you're doing nothing but shooting yourself in the foot. Because if you do a lot of three and outs, you are screwing that defense big time. 855-830-8648. Bart is listening to us in Butler. Bart, welcome to the program, man. What's going on?
Bill, I hate to put a damper on things.
No, go ahead.
But unless the Packers defense can find a way to be top five and pick up the offense, there's no way that they're going to get to the playoffs. I mean, they have no pass rush. And down the middle of the field, there is very little coverage for short or deep balls. And yeah, I realize Morgan Burnett's out of there, but no matter what Brett Hundley does, no matter what everyone thinks he might be able to do, we still don't have Aaron Rodgers. And he makes everybody better.
Well, that I'll agree. I mean, that's an easy get. I mean, appreciate the phone call. I don't think they have the personnel to get the top five, to be honest with you. I just don't. Not unless you get all of a sudden a lot out of, say, Montrevious Adams and Vince Beagle comes in and he's a great support guy. And suddenly Blake Martinez just ups his game and Clay Matthews gets a step faster. And, you know, I mean, I can go through that whole list. And, you know, Nick Perry gets everything off of his hand and he becomes a one-man wrecking crew. And Mike Daniels is back and healthy, and Kenny Clark takes that next step, and suddenly Demarius Randall figures it all out and becomes the cover corner everybody expected him to be, and Devon House is healthy, and the world is right, and God himself comes down and points at the Green Bay Packers while Vince Lombardi's standing alongside going, what the hell's going on out here? And God says to him, don't say the word hell, we're fine. That's the only way they get into the top five. So if you think they need to be in the top five, I think we're better off on Sundays, probably just eating Funyuns and, you know, watching Nick at Night or something like that. Cartoon Network. But I don't think that's going to happen. But if they get near the top 10, I think they can support the offense enough. Let's go to Dustin, listening to us in Eau Claire. Dustin, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, Bill. How's it going today?
Doing well, man. What's on your mind?
Nice. Well, first things first, I think that you're really correct with the defense. I think we need to have the top 15 defense to do so. And what I'd like to see more often from our defense so we can get a pass rush is press the wide receivers. These guys are running wide open to the field, finding the open coverage, and taking it down the field 40, 50 yards before we start doing something defensively to try to stop that. And then second thing is, I actually think Brett Hundley is going to be a lot better than we expect, and the Packers still win the NFC North after it's all said and done.
Do you really still think they win the NFC North? That's interesting. I haven't heard too many people say that.
Yeah, I'm an extreme optimist, that's for sure. But also look at, you know, Detroit has a terrible history down the stretch of actually being able to close out games and win. So that kind of takes them out of contention. The only one that I'm really worried about is Minnesota because that defense is stout. They have a great offense. So that'll be a real battle when they come to Lambeau in December. But overall, I think Monday is going to be a really interesting game. I think we'll be able to hold with them for the most part. And we're going to see what Brett Hundley can actually do when we have developed a game plan that's for him and the nerves have calmed a little bit. He's been very poised and confident in his interviews to say, you know what, I've been doing this my whole life. Finally, I get the opportunity. He's going to take it, and it's going to be really exciting to watch.
I love the optimism. Appreciate the phone call. Love the optimism. See, we had one caller that called in, and he was the giant bucket of cold water that makes all the body parts go in, and they're like Punxsutawney Phil, where you have to wait for spring. And the other one brings the warmth and the generosity, saying, I'm the eternal optimist, and I'll go with things are going to be just fine, and eventually things will work out for the Green Bay Packers. We have played both sides of the seesaw. Let's go to Alan in Manitowoc on WNFL, listening to us there. Alan, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Hey, Bill, good morning. I don't want to sound really naive, but I can't believe that before the Aaron Rodgers injury, the Packers, maybe this is just a thing with how the fans talk about the team, but before the injury, the Packers were seemingly to be a consensus favorite to at least be a contender for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Aaron Rodgers goes down, and all I hear on Wisconsin sports talk, I don't like to listen to the national folks too much, but all I hear in Wisconsin sports talk is now the Packers are terrible. Ted Thompson's got to go. I don't want to sound naive. I can't believe one guy makes that much difference. So are the Packers really that good of a team, or are they not?
Let me ask you this. Without Aaron Rodgers, how good do you think this team is? Because I'll have you answer your own question. How good do you think this team can be?
I think their play on the field has demonstrated that, but we've really only had a game and a half to see.
Completely agree.
So what I'm saying is, you know, either Packers fans can be a little bit more patient and give the team some time.
Agree with that.
Or not. I just don't get it. I'm sorry.
I understand your frustration and appreciate the phone call, Alan. Let me go through the explanation here, and then we're going to get to Marcus Johnson. The explanation is simply this. I'm giving them to the end of the season. I had said that without Aaron Rodgers, when you're sitting at 4-2 and you believe you have a team worthy of going deep into the postseason, we were talking about the possibility of a Super Bowl this year again, that you should have more than just a quarterback. Teams will now play call differently because they know Aaron Rodgers is not on the opposite side of the field that can just throw them back into a game at will. Teams will call defensively different schemes and personnel packages because they know the knowledge of Aaron Rodgers is no longer under center. They can run guys on and off the field, and Brett Hundley has yet to show that he's going to be the guy like Aaron Rodgers that's going to be so quick with the mind that he's going to snap the football and catch you in certain things. They're going to be able to get their defenses set. They're going to come after him. They're going to stuff the box and say, Aaron Jones is not going to run against us. Brett Hundley, until you prove us different, you're going to have to beat us with your arm. And Brett Hundley's going to have to figure out a way to do so. And if there's a lot of three and outs, you're keeping your defense on the field a lot longer than it needs to be. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers can score quickly, but he can also sustain some drives. So things are just going to be called differently. Things are going to happen differently until Brett Hundley proves that he can be even a small resemblance of what Aaron Rodgers is, and that is a pretty good quarterback in the NFL. But then you ask yourself, okay, let's say you get into a shootout. Can Brett Hundley bring you back? Let's say Brett Hundley is in a tight game, and defensively you need stops down the stretch to win ball games. Can they do it? How much faith do you have in that defense? And is it the faith in the defense? We're talking communication problems here. That falls squarely on the shoulders of Dom Capers. Is it the play calling on the offensive side of the football? That falls squarely on the shoulders of Mike McCarthy and the development of a guy that they've had in the system now for 3 years. If the overall team flat out sucks, the talent then falls upon the head of Ted Thompson. So that's the analyzation that's going to happen from now to the end of the season. Who's good? Who's bad? Who has made progression? Who hasn't? Whose fault is it? And then you have to make the determination as to the legacies of these guys. Without a Hall of Fame quarterback under center, how good of a coach, how good of a personnel finder are these guys? And so that's why I'm not jumping off the bridge, because you can't. You got to wait and see. You can't just point the finger now and go, aha, I told you so. No, you didn't. Okay, you may have an inkling, you may have a thought, you may have a perception as to what it's going to look like, but you can't just go, aha, I told you so. Wait for it to play out. Wait for it to play out. Because if all of you people that said this team would suck once Brett Favre was gone, holding up the bringbackbrett.com signs and all that kind of stuff and screaming things at Aaron Rodgers, if all you people would come out of the woodwork and say, we can no longer be Packers fans because we didn't give Aaron Rodgers a chance and we had to give up our Packer card, then half that fan base would be gone. Because that was so polarizing at the time, because everybody wanted to go, aha, I told you so. Because remember when Aaron Rodgers got into the postseason and then they ended up losing to Arizona, everybody went, aha, Brett Favre would have done that. Shut up. So it ended up, he became a pretty damn good quarterback, and you just had to wait and see. Just wait and see. And at the end of the year, we'll look at this thing, and we'll say, okay, was the defense good enough? If not, why? Was the offense good enough? If not, why? Was the strength and conditioning good enough? If not, why? All of that will be asked, and all of that will be answered. We're going to talk some Bucks basketball when we come back. We'll get back into this, I promise you, because it's an interesting discussion. But the Bucks, a big one coming up tonight, taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder down at the BC. Marcus Johnson, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, is going to join us coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Border to Border, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
Show is on the air. We are so glad that you're with us. Hopefully you're enjoying the day. It's been cloudy, then sunny, then cloudy, then sunny. Trick or treat tonight. Bucks basketball tonight. You've got all kinds of game six of the World Series tonight. All kinds of stuff happening. Got to be excited. Looking for all the tricks and not the treats. And you've got something wrong with your life, or maybe you just enjoy being fooled. And of course, if you're going to be a Bucks fan, you're looking for the treats tonight, heading down to the BMO Harris Bradley Center. On your way down there, pick up a treat for yourself. That is a Cousin Subs. That pepperoni melt, life-changing, they say. Life-changing. People have sent me some pictures and emails and all that kind of good stuff. Go in and order the Bill Michaels, any part of the state that you're in, for a Cousin Sub, and see if they know what it is. If they do, give them a high five. If they don't, say, you better learn to live it, love it, know it. Yeah. Pepperoni melt, extra mayo, extra cheese, cider Radio Joe cheese curds, and you're good to go. That is Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. Download the app on your Apple and your Android phone, and Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. And by the way, with the app, I did this the other day, download it, all the different things that you want, all the different extras, you can write right in, and off you go. And by the time you get there, it's made, it's ready, they hand it to you right out of the drive-thru window, and you've already paid for it. That's the best part, you already paid for it. So it's kind of like being a running back, getting the handoff, and then you just throw it into your gut, you're like, and then off you drive. And then you're just darting through traffic to get home as quick as you can, so you can go ahead and grub down on that thing like you're going to the electric chair later on that night. Good stuff at Cousin Subs. Big one coming up tonight. And I don't know if it can be really considered a big one this early in the season, but let's be honest. I mean, the Oklahoma City Thunder making their only visit to the BMO Harris Bradley Center, and the guy that's going to be there live and in person and checking this whole thing out and has been since the beginning of the season, Marcus Johnson, the Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Marcus, how you been?
I am doing absolutely wonderful, man, and you're right. I mean, it's early in the season, but tonight's game, with all the elements that the Thunder bring to the table, is an important game. It's kind of one of those games where you get to measure yourself, especially after you get started on a pretty tough four-game road trip after we play tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't want to look ahead, but obviously you just mentioned it. I mean, this Milwaukee Bucks team, they've got a tough road trip coming up after this, but you don't want to look past this necessarily either, for the fact that this is kind of a litmus test. You get Oklahoma City, but then you got to go to Charlotte, Detroit, Cleveland, and obviously San Antonio. But this is a litmus test. You've already had a chance to test your mettle against Cleveland, and you didn't fare very well. And then you get knocked off by Boston in a close one on that return to the Mecca game. This one's another one where you find out kind of how good you are. You want to have confidence, but is this a game tonight where you can legitimately say, okay, we're going up what's considered to be one of the best teams in the NBA. We got to find out how good we are right now and how much we need to grow.
Without question. Oklahoma City, they're 3-3. But two of those losses were to the Timberwolves. One, Andrew Wiggins hits a desperation 35-footer at the buzzer that banks in from straight on. Another game, Jimmy Butler has a huge second half in Minnesota. Two games that the Thunder could have easily won, which would put them at 5-1 right now. And you look at the Thunder in terms of their net rating, where you just subtract the offense from the defensive rating, and they've actually got a much better net rating, 8.5 or so, than the Bucks, who are at just over 2 in terms of net rating. So they're a team that's playing a lot better than their record shows right now. And just the fact that you've got Carmelo, you've got Paul George added to the league's MVP, Russell Westbrook, makes this problematic in a lot of areas. It's going to take I think, one of the most disciplined defensive efforts that the Bucks will have played so far in order to beat Oklahoma City tonight.
We talked so much about Giannis, but I want to talk about the rest of this team, because Giannis is Giannis. We all know that. He's a guy that is efforting towards an MVP. That's what he wants. He wants to be both the MVP and the most improved player. I mean, he wants it all, and I'm happy about that. What else needs to support him to make this team for real all throughout the season and down the stretch?
Well, I think the defense has got to start to pick up. We saw that in Atlanta, especially once the Hawks were able to close a double-digit deficit under 10, a couple of stretches in that game. And, you know, I'm like a nervous Nelly out there. I don't get comfortable until I'm on the bus headed to the airport and knowing that a victory has been secured. So, but the Bucks were able to buckle down defensively. That was an area of emphasis starting the season out. They wanted to be a top five defensive team. I think they're 13th or 14th, somewhere like that right now. And again, it's a small sample size, so it's going to be a lot of improvement in that area. But and then consistency in terms of shooting the basketball from the outside. We were one of the worst teams in the league at three-point attempts. And even though our three-point attempts are up a tick or two, maybe from 23 to about 26 or 25 at this point, I think with the guys that we have, Chris Middleton, Tony Snell, Malcolm Brogdon, the way he can shoot the basketball, Thon Maker, to me, is a guy that should be up around close to 40%, high 30s, 40% from the three-point line for the season. So and with Giannis being able to attract a crowd as he's going to and continues to do, that's the defensive approach with Giannis now. You just, whenever he tries to drive and penetrate where he's so effective, you put a crowd of guys around him, force him to kick it out. And now you got to see if Dellavedova can hit the big shots or Brogdon. You know, Chris Middleton finally came to life in the second half down in Atlanta, so that was a great sign for the Bucks. So it's going to be the ability to knock down outside shots when Giannis draws the crowd that he's going to continue to draw. And that's been the remarkable thing about him. He's drawing a crowd still able to drop 33, 35, average 34. You know, it's just been one incredible start for Giannis.
It has been a fantastic to watch him grow, and where I didn't think he could get better, he's gotten better. I guess we're looking for advancement. Malcolm Brogdon, because you see Brogdon up close and personal, and there's a lot of discussion about him. He should be more of a two guard than a point guard or this and that. Where do you see him best fitting in? And my question then has a part follow-up in sense of how much better do you think Brogdon can get? Because there's a lot of talk about whether or not he should or shouldn't be traded, and you want to keep this. There's something to be said. You've been in a locker room. There's something to be said for maybe the guys that don't have all the talent in the world, but guys that come together and play together and have a comfort level and have a camaraderie together. There's a chemistry factor in all of this, and you can't put sabermetric numbers on. That goes a long way.
Yeah, and it's a mental toughness factor. That's the thing that kind of separates Malcolm Brogdon from the pack of guys who may be on par with him athletically. He's not the quickest, most explosive guy out there, but he has his moments. You think about the dunk on Dwayne Wade last year around the New Year's, the dunk on LeBron James, and he's got his moments. The dunk on Nerlens Noel, which is still, to me, probably the best of the three, the way he just kind of moved him out the way and threw it down. But the thing about Malcolm is that he spent the entire summer in Washington, D.C., working out with his skill development coach, Keith Beeney. And he didn't play any basketball, just worked on his skills. And so we're starting to see some off-the-dribble moves, some in-between floaters that he didn't have last year. So that's the area of improvement. But again, with me, it's what you talked about. It's the chemistry factor, where he fits in. I think he hasn't had a game below 13 points this season. So he's showing remarkable consistency early on. If you can keep that around that level, that kind of consistency, obviously that's a big plus for this team. But with him, it's more just attitude. It's the attitude, it's the defensive mindset that he brings to the table. It's knowing how to play within a system, understanding that Giannis is going to be your star, and you kind of got to get in where you can fit in and be that serviceable, more than serviceable, but that role player that really enhances this team's opportunities to win, and he's doing that so far. So I mean, he's had the he's had a great start to the season, and there's really no complaints about how he's played so far.
Talking about Marcus Johnson, Bucks television analyst on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Talk about some of the other guys. A guy like Greg Monroe, very quietly having a solid season coming off the bench. We've seen Rashad Vaughn get some minutes, and this was a guy that we weren't really sure how much he was going to grow, how much he was going to develop. Obviously, Dellavedova has been a name that's been kicked around as far as trades go. We have seen at times a guy like Teletovic has shown up big. John Henson has shown up big. I know Monroe has been a little bit nicked up, but you've got a whole group of guys coming off the bench that have been supporting casts for this team. So talk a little bit about their growth and what this team needs to do off the bench for them to be successful deep.
Well, with all the upheaval around the league in terms of player movement and teams totally changing the face of their lineups in the Eastern Conference, especially in Detroit with Avery Bradley and that addition with the Pacers and the Oladipo and Sabonis and losing Paul George. I mean, Atlanta losing the guys that they lost. I mean, so it's a different conference right now than what it was last year. The Boston and their situation and how well they played five in a row. So now the Bucks did something that I thought was smart. They went for consistency and continuity over trying to bring in someone that they weren't quite sure was going to fit in with the group that they have. And with that being said, so now you've got to have John Henson to continue to play a similar style of effectiveness that he showed down in Atlanta, 12 points, 9 rebounds. Maybe not that high a standard, but if he could just stay somewhere near that, I think everybody would be happy. And I love his attitude this year. He's really played a lot of basketball, I think, for the first time in a couple of years in the offseason, and you can see a whole different level of confidence offensively, just taking shots, not even making shots, but just the desire to go ahead and be aggressive offensively. Rashad Vaughn improved a lot over the summer in terms of his confidence. There was a summer league game I watched, I think it was against the Brooklyn Nets, but they put him at the point guard position in a close basketball game, and he started making plays that were somewhat out of character from what I was used to watching Rashad, but that helped his confidence coming into this season. He had the great shooting day against Atlanta. DeAndre Liggins, we're going to see, I think, a lot of him tonight going against Russell Westbrook. He was an interesting pickup. I think everybody thought that Gerald Green would be the last guy to survive that final cut. But they bring in DeAndre Liggins, and he gives them that quickness at the defensive point guard position that the Bucks don't have with Brogdon and Dellavedova. So, I think Monroe has been bothered since training camp with the calf injury. They're going to shut him down for a few games and let that thing improve. So it's an opportunity for some of these other guys coming off the bench. Mirza has kind of been up and down with his shooting, but we've kind of gotten used to that. But the thing I respect about Mirza is that he's going to give you as honest of an effort as he can defensively, being in the right position, making the right coverage, rotating properly, talking, communicating. He's doing all those things that Jason Kidd loves from a player, and with the understanding that he's too good of a shooter not to have those games when he just absolutely carries you on his back for 5 to 7 minute stretches. So, but it's got to be all hands on deck. I mean, for this team to be successful, you need the bench to thrive. And with an Oklahoma City bench that I think ranks as one of the worst benches in the league in terms of point production, this is going to be a good test because this Oklahoma City bench, to me, their defense with some of the guys they have, Grant, Josh Huestis, guys like that, I mean, they can be problematic defensively. So we'll see tonight just how well our Bucks bench, if they can dominate this Oklahoma City bench, that'll go a long way to determining who wins this game tonight.
Hey, real quick, in a matter of about 30 seconds, how much consideration do you think Giannis will get if he continues to play at this level for an MVP?
Oh, he's you know, I think right now it's he or Blake Griffin right now to kind of lose the award. Now, still, again, it's awful early, small sample size, but the thing that's impressed me, it's not like outside of the Portland game when he had the 44 points and the plays that he made at the end, it's not like he's played just this, you know, time capsule, great all-around game that I expected him to finish with 30. He's doing it kind of a pedestrian 30 points, getting them in a variety of ways, not forcing things, allowing the game to come to him. That's the most impressive thing. He's doing all this within the flow of the game, and it's not really a standout kind of 30 points, but you look at the stat sheet after it's all said and done, he's putting up incredible numbers. So I think for me, in terms of getting notoriety around the league, Giannis has put himself firmly in place to to be one of the contenders, top three contenders for this award this season, especially if he could continue anywhere near this pace, which is it's going to be hard to do, but who knows? It could be one of those kinds of years for the Greek Freak.
Great stuff as always, Marcus. Always love having you on. We'll have you back soon, okay?
Sounds good, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Marcus Johnson, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. Stop over at your local participating Quick Trip. You can pick up the 24-ounce Packers tumblers like yours truly has. Those things are fantastic. I mean, I've used them a couple of times, but I went to one of the joints the other day. As a matter of fact, Quick Trip, they got a new one over there on Moreland Road. Stopped in there and got some hot chocolate. Thing lasted almost 5 hours. The entire time I was on the air was fantastic. Those mugs are worth it. When you're going to get them filled up, even if the Packers have not won, I think they're like 80 cents. It's really nice, man. Good stuff. Hey, coming up after the top of the hour, we're going to hear from Trevor Davis from the Horse and Plow Huddle last night. Also, we got Mike McCarthy coming up here in a little while too, Joe. We have Mike McCarthy coming up here in a little bit from earlier today. Should the Packers be making a trade as the trade deadline approaches? Also, you've got the Final Four that's going to come out tonight. Our first look at who the committee in college football thinks should be in the playoff. We'll get into that discussion as well. Got a lot more coming up. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.